The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Washington State University student Denny Messina. Denny's a girl. It's spelt with an I. I suppose you put a little love heart where the I goes.
I think that's slightly sexist, but go on.
Taking a guess. I mean, you can do whatever you want, really. She wanted to raise a bit of money for charity, a hospital specifically over Thanksgiving. She had experienced a friend of hers and his grandmother spending time at the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and it sort of hit, the experience hit her hard, and she went, all right, I have to raise some money.
Mm-hmm.
And so what she did, she called out for some support for the hospital via Twitter. So she tweeted out this message. This is over Thanksgiving. This time of year is about giving. I am giving back to St. Jude and families who are supporting their amazing services. For every favourite of this tweet, I'll give 25 cents. For every retweet, I'll give 50 cents.
Yeah,
pretty
nice.
Good.
Yeah, lovely thing to do.
Go give, go St. Jude. That's how she wraps it up. Now, great idea.
Yeah, thinking
brilliant.
She should raise $200, $300.
Yeah, so that's what she's going to contribute.
Yeah, lovely.
Last count we have is they've tallied up how much she now owes because it's gone viral, and she now owes $260,000.
Oh!
She owes $260,000 because it took off online. And so it has so many retweets and favourites. It's just gone crazy. So now she owes an exorbitant amount of cash, and she's realised what's happened is her generosity has just blown up.
Yeah.
And so she's now had to start a GoFundMe page
to pay for her,
to help her pay for what she said that she would actually contribute. So, and so far,
you try to do the right thing.
The GoFundMe page has raised $70,000 at the moment.
Beautiful.
So it's getting there, but it's like, you know, think before you
just because you're throwing it out on social media, like, you might think it's just your friends and family, but sometimes it's a little bit more than that.
A lot of other people out there.
Just
so,
in the Twitter sphere.
Because I'm always interested in those sort of charity things where you go, oh, for every dollar, I'll contribute X amount. And just mm-hmm. how quickly you end up paying a large amount of money. In this case, $260,000. Didn't take that long to go from, oh, I'm just going to send out a little tweet to, oh my God,
this is hectic.
How do I pay for all of
yeah.
this? And uni student too, so you wouldn't have a lot of cash behind you.
No.
You wouldn't have an exorbitant amount of cash just sitting around. So there you go. Maybe consider that for your next fundraising.
Yep.
Yeah.
So maybe. There you go.
But now, Christmas songs.
Yeah, it is that time of year again, that magical time of year where you end up sort of doing that. And then you're like, no, what is going on in my head? Why am I doing this?
So
anyway,
catchy.
'Tis the season for Michael Bublé to sort of reappear and Mariah Carey and the sorts.
Oh, I bet they're just sitting at the letterbox going, oh, wait for my royalty checks. Here they come. They're going to start backing up anytime.
Yeah, it's the most wonderful time of year.
Cool.
Anyway, that's because we hear all these Christmas carols everywhere. However, I hate to bring you tidings of discomfort this morning. However,
thanks, Tiny Tim.
Christmas music is emotionally damaging and hazardous to our health.
What do you mean?
This is what I bring this morning.
Why?
Don't, like, before you're all like, oh no, you're just a Grinch.
No, don't hate the messenger, okay? You're
That's
just
exactly
the messenger for the
right.
story, okay?
Some seasonal statistics that have come out recently is a study that proves that more than 2,000 customers and retail staff in the US and UK, they sort of surveyed them through their, like, a soundtrack, your brand. So what they do is when you work in a retail store, you might pay for music.
Yeah, pay royalties, yeah.
Yeah, and what happens is you pay your fees and then you'll get a new rotation of music through every so often. So every month you might get the team come out and say, oh, the latest update's here, here's your USB or whatever it
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was when I was in retail. I'm sure it's all digital now. Anyway, this startup company helps identify sort of the music and artists that will encourage people to be parting with their money.
Oh, okay.
So that's their main sort of sell. They have also found in their report that a quarter of retail staff think excess Christmas music in their workplace makes them less festive, and one in six said it negatively affects their emotional well-being.
Negatively affects their emotional well-being. Get in the mood, guys. Come
well,
on.
See, this
Grinches.
Adverse effect may actually hurt their service quality, since emotionally damaged staff may not deliver sort of a top-notch service.
Oh, okay.
So this is according, like, this is a study that's been done by a company that does just that, study what'll make you spend your money.
Yeah.
They've recommended only one Christmas song every 10 minutes to avoid disaster.
What a Christmas nanny state we're living in.
Well, look, I...
You can only have one song every hour. Let's not overdo it, guys.
One song every hour.
Let's bring it back a
welcome,
little bit.
Welcome, welcome. But look, I've said this before on the show. I used to work for a major department store.
I know. You do crowbar it into every second segment.
Yep, pretty much. At this major department store, we produced, like, the department store produced their own Christmas album every year. We also did...
That seems mind-boggling that the store would actually make their own album every year.
Yep, a number one selling album most years. It was always pushed. Had to ask every customer if they wanted their own copy.
That's right.
And not only that, but we played that album constantly from about Halloween. Anyway.
From Halloween. Great.
24-hour trading at this department store. I worked 24 hours. So it could be 4 a.m. in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning. We wish you a Merry Christmas, but with like a Mariah Carey type. We wish you a Merry Christmas, like that sort of thing. And it is damaging. It's not good for your mental health. It's like, it's not good at all.
I could see how that would be damaging. Can we hear it again? What's the Mariah Carey thing?
We wish you a merry Christmas.
Was that a hairy Christmas or a merry Christmas?
It was a merry Christmas. It was just
good.
Very breathy.
Yeah.
43% of people actually hate holiday music.
Is it that high?
Yeah,
really?
They find it too repetitive. 26% imagine that they just find it too much. They hear it over the festive season, but 46% hate it.
Is it because it's so saturated out there? Like,
yes.
It's just, and it's not...
That's that 26% of people who are like, I just hear it too much.
And it's not like everyday music and then occasionally, like you said, once an hour, here's a Christmas song.
Yeah.
But it's all the 12 songs in the hour. They're all Christmas songs. And then the next hour, it's all the same again. Like, that's the reason. It's just wearing you down.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of Michael Bublé.
A lot of Bublé. But you know what? It's keeping those guys famous. So good on them for coming up with a formula that keeps them rich. I'll release a Christmas album. This'll keep the cash flowing in throughout the years. Good idea. If there's any artists out there, do that. Because it just every year it gets flogged.
It does, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And how long ago did she release her Christmas song, Mariah Carey? It's like 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
And it's like an 80s, like the film clips from the 80s where she's like in a snow fight and she looks...
Different.
Different. Real different.
TMI Tuesday. There's no such thing as too much info.
Yes, there is no such thing as too much information. That's what this segment's all about. 13, 12, 16, to give us a story that contains too much information. Anything gross, anything grotty, anything that normal people would go, oh, you know, that's enough.
That's enough. I've heard
just,
enough.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Not for us. We love to hear.
Back
Chris,
up.
Do you have a TMI?
Yeah, so what I find is often when I have, now this happened last week, when I have the bins collected, often there's something just always at the bottom.
Yeah, always.
Okay. And that 9 times out of 10, it's just maybe there's something left over. There's maybe a shopping bag that's stuck to the bottom. But last week, obviously a bag has teared at some point.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out what I've put in the bin, but it's been sitting out in the sun. And
oh,
you know,
yep.
The auto bin, it's a big... a plastic unit of a thing that just sits in the sun all day waiting for people to collect it. Now, the bin has been emptied, but something's remained at the very bottom.
No, bin goop.
Bin goop at the bottom is the most disgusting thing ever. And so I've got home and I'm like, all right, I drag the bins back in, but I'm like, what is that smell?
No.
What is that? It's not the recycling. That's fine. Open the red bin and something has spilled and something has... just been simmering for the amount of the day.
I'm just going to hire people to wash your bins for you.
No, I did it myself.
Ew.
I saved some cash, took it out to the backyard, wheeled
hosed
it in the backyard. Hosed it out.
You want to make sure you get a good pressure hose on that, though.
Yeah, get a kasha cleaner
what,
in
you
it.
You get some white vinegar or something?
No, I just hosed it. Do you put stuff in it?
Well, then you'd stop things from growing back or molds or anything.
Oh, nothing should
kill
be.
It dead.
Nothing should be growing. Stuff just leaked in it, that's all. And then you washed it all out onto the nice green grass and you got to pick it all up and
get rid of it. All right, there you go. 13, 12, 16, example A. That was exactly way too much information.
Yes, that's what we need. If you've got a gross or disgusting story, give us one this morning. We'd love to hear about it. 13, 12, 16. That is TMI Tuesdays.
TMI Tuesday. There's no such thing as too much info.
Yeah, 7:14 now. TMI Tuesdays, do you have a gross or disgusting story that you can share with us on 13, 12, 16?
You just told the story of your bin goop.
Bin goop. Well, bin goop's a thing. It's a natural part of life.
Is.
Often you'll find there's remnants in the bottom of the bin, but last week I discovered that one of the bags had obviously ripped during the emptying process.
A couple of eggshells stuck to the bottom of some goopy goopness.
Yeah, well, when it's been sitting in the sun all day.
It's a very foul smell.
Yes, and it's not pleasant whatsoever. And then I took it upon myself to actually do the cleaning. I wheeled it out the back, hosed it out, cleaned it out, got it ready for the next week because I did not want bin juice hanging around for a whole week in there.
Heck no.
Jeez, no. 13, 12, 16. I think this morning we've got Simon to tell us something. Morning, Simon. What's your story, mate?
Right, well, here at work, we did the Kris Kringle, you know, the Secret Santa stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the staff, which is, you know, giving people you don't like presents that...
We are very aware of the concept.
Yeah, not even sugarcoating it. Just let rip, mate. All right.
Anyway, so they're looking for volunteers to like for one of us to actually dress up like Santa. Like they pull it out of the storage, the costume out of the storage shed.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a go. I'll spread some version of Christmas cheer. So I'm getting changed in the toilets, and I go to put it on, and the beard. Like the front of the beard was white. The back of the beard was like a browny yellow. Like I know I'm having to put this near my mouth.
Oh.
I don't know if somebody was smoking with it or whatever.
Oh.
So I think for next year's Kris Kringle we need like dry cleaning for the North Pole or something.
Yeah.
It was too much. So I pulled it down under my chin. So because I just was not prepared to put that anywhere near my orifice.
Well, that's one way of phrasing it.
All right then.
Would this mean for you, no Santa 2018? Just like maybe best to pass it on to someone else, not volunteer next year.
I want to take a collection up around the office to actually get the suit cleaned.
Do. Yes, absolutely. Or just buy
get a new one.
Well, there's that, but if I put in a letter to HR, it'll be like an OH&S issue, and then everyone will jump on it, I'm sure.
There's a man who knows the system, knows it way
Play
too
the
well.
System.
Well done, Simon. Good work, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, the old Santa suit can be quite a grotty thing, especially if it's not kept well.
Yeah, I hate any of those sort of suits or things that you have to wear that you're like, when was this last dry cleaned? It makes me so uncomfortable.
I can imagine that would be the worst thing for you.
Yes. I've done a couple of, back in my day where I used to work, work in a fast food joint where we did kids' birthday parties. And I only ever did one kid's birthday party before I was told I wasn't to do them again. But it was, you got to, like, the kids could have a pirate party or a fairy party.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that fairy costume.
Putrid. Not going to put it on again. No.
That stale BO smell that just sits away in a cupboard until the next person pulls it out and gets their own mixture in there. Nah.
Mm.
No, thank you.
Okay, there we go. Maybe we should do that one day as a photo. Bad mascots you've dressed as. 13, 12, 16.
But right now I want to do some science.
Let's do it.
When there's another groundbreaking development, you can trust one person to cover it.
You know, I'm a huge fan of science. Speakers. Cane toads in half.
This is Steph's super sciencey segment.
Redhead science.
Redhead science.
Yeah, ginger science.
Okay.
Having red hair means you're among a mere 2% of the population.
Yeah, it's not many, is it?
Yeah, well, with the rarest combination being red hair with blue eyes, that's even less.
Which is a stunning combination, by the way.
Oh, definitely. But there's a whole bunch of things, like a lot of research are doing around what it means to be a redhead and why this happens to such a small percentage of the population.
Okay.
With research indicating that redheads have a higher threshold for pain.
Have a higher threshold for pain.
Higher threshold for pain. And also need less vitamins, like vitamin D. So due to their, like...
Don't, can we not? I feel like you're setting me up to do a joke, and no. I don't want to fall for the bait because the whole thing's there ready to go. I just have to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
It's part of their gene mutation that gives them the hair that hue, that is why they need that less vitamin D. Some also interesting facts about these sort of unicorns of the human world, as they're often referred to.
That's right.
Lovely redheaded friends. So redheaded women handle the pain better.
Do they?
Yeah, not necessarily men, but redheaded women handle pain better.
Mm-hmm.
They know when it's getting cold. They have, like, spidey senses for the change in temperature.
Really?
Uh-huh. Redheads are popular in commercials. You're more likely to be cast in a commercial if you're redhead. And that also goes for comedians and a lot of actresses and actors because redheads are seen as funnier.
This, really?
Yeah, they're perceived as being funny. So, therefore, they often get more gigs. That's why you see a lot of redheads through Hollywood, like a higher than a 2%.
Yeah. Ratio, yeah.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Uh-huh.
So, redheads basically have a lot of superpowers up their sleeve.
Uh-huh. It's the hardest colour to fake. Like, it's the hardest colour to dye your hair to try to get that redheaded
to try and pretend to be red. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, found 30% of all TV commercials actually during prime time feature a redhead.
What interesting stats.
Over in the States, more so than here.
Is this possibly because there's so few of them? Would that be it? Is it like
I think it's because they're seen
getting
as
cast
that
more
funny. They're seen as engaging and so they're, more unique.
There you go. So good news if you're a redhead this morning. This story I love. Viral videos out there this week. It's basically a performance from an orchestra. California's North State Symphony Orchestra. They were performing recently The Firebird by Igor Stravinsky.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Nailed the name. I only practiced 10 times before I said it. Now, this video's gone viral, and not often do we talk classical music on the show.
Yes,
never.
Not often at all.
Classical Fridays is what we'll be doing very soon once we wrap up R&B Fridays. Classical Fridays. Concertos a go-go.
Is that going to be the phrase? Well done. Go on.
This video has gone viral because an audience member's fallen asleep during the performance, which is quite easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because the music can be quite soothing. It can sort of lull you into a bit of a slumber. Easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Poor woman's woken up during the performance. So she's fallen asleep, then she's woken up at a very aggressive moment in the music.
Yeah, and done that. Where am I? Who am I? What's going on? That
so moment? The music's being very gentle and silent. Just listen for the moment where the beat drops, okay? Because it's coming up.
Come on, R&B.
Listen very carefully to this. Because everyone had a bit of fun. She just had a bit of a surprise and everyone had a bit of a giggle about it. I love that. Great bit of audio. You're just sitting quietly and then...
Love it.
Because I can so easily imagine anyone doing that. I'd do it.
Oh, yeah.
Not of.
I'd be like, where am I? Ha!
Ah! Sorry, I love it.
But I do want to know what your superior nugget sauce is.
Your superior nugget sauce?
Yes. Now, the reason why I bring this to the table this morning is because after a change.org petition has been circulating the last 12 months, McDonald's Australia have confirmed that they are bringing back their sweet mustard dipping sauce.
Sweet mustard? I can't say I've ever tried the sweet mustard.
See, but that is my sauce of choice.
Sweet mustard?
Well, I squeeze all the ketchup out into the other side of the container and then I add, like, dip ketchup and then sweet mustard. I go, like, 1, 2, nom.
So you're treating it like it's an artist's palette.
Would you expect anything less from me?
And you're making your own little, I'll have that bit there, and I'll make my own that way.
Well, I mean, this change.org sort of thing that's been out there. If you listen to the guy who's petitioned it and started it, he said, McDonald's Australia need to bring back the sweet elixir of mustard sauce. Future generations will never understand the beauty of sweet mustard sauce and live life never knowing it.
There's a big push around sauce, nugget sauce at Macca's. We had that story earlier in the year, Szechuan sauce, where in the States they released the sauce that was originally released during the film Mulan, and then it became this big thing in Rick and Morty, and all the fans turned out to try and get their hands on the sauce, and there was riots and stuff, and people
paying like $300 for satchels and stuff.
Somebody sold a single satchel thing of Szechuan sauce, got a car. Got a second-hand car, but still, brilliant. That's amazing. For me, it's your sweet and sour. You can't have your nuggets without sweet and sour.
See, I don't like the sweet and sour sauce with nuggets.
What are you talking about? It's the quintessential. That's what you go to.
It just doesn't do it for me. I just like the ketchup with my sweet mustard.
And you
one,
don't...
1, 2, nom. Dip, dip, nom, nom.
Dip, dip, nom, nom. 13, 12, 16. We'll get into it. Give us a call. Tell us what is, and this is how we're phrasing it, what is the superior sauce for nuggets? What do you have with your nuggets? Whatever you like, whether it's a make it yourself like Steph.
Well, some people like to ask for the Big Mac sauce on the side. I like to dip in that.
Really?
People get very passionate about their sauce. 13, 12, 16. Or jump on our Facebook page and complete our survey.
Let us know. What is the superior sauce for nuggets? What are you choosing? What do you go to? Maybe you make your own like Steph.
I like to have this combination of the ketchup and the sweet mustard, which has been off the menu at McDonald's for over a year now. However, after a change.org petition, they have decided to reintroduce it.
Yes, they
have. A lot of people, fans of the sweet mustard, they're out there. We're you know, a community.
I never tried it. I can't imagine what sweet and mustard taste like together.
Heavenly combination when combined with the ketchup. But you're a sweet and sour person. And just quickly, I did ask this question
on
Facebook.
I'm more sour than sweet.
Yeah. I did ask this question on Facebook earlier this morning. With 67% of our Facebook respondents saying that they did prefer sweet and sour over the 33% who like ketchup.
I love sweet and sour. I will finish that little tub that you get. And once the nuggets are gone and there's still left, get me a teaspoon and I will finish it off.
Not for me.
Pour
sweet mustard,
into my
ketchup,
veins.
Every single time.
13, 12, 16, what's the superior sauce for nuggets? That's what we want to know. Kira's joining us. What is it for you, Kira?
Nothing. I don't like sauce with nuggets, so I just have them plain. And
no,
it weirds me out. No, it's so weird. Like, people bite it and then dip it, or they share the sauce. It's bizarre.
What you don't get
savagery
it?
Is this?
Yep,
hold on, you just have
okay.
them dry.
Yep.
But how do you like bulk nugget? Like when Chris and I have done nuggy competing contests in the past with one another, we've had to go the dipping sauce to sort of lubricate the nugget.
Yes.
No, you just eat it. What kind of nuggets are you guys eating? No, like, you just eat it and then drink. You're fine.
Oh, then drink. You're adding the drink to it.
I just think you'd have to slow it down if you didn't have a nuggy sauce.
So have you ever tried, or you've just gone, nah, not for me, I'm not a sauce person?
Nope, I don't like sauces.
On anything?
Nope, not sausages, nothing. Just have them how it is.
Are you telling me Christmas is coming up and you're not going to have a single sauce on anything at the dinner table?
Yep, that's correct.
Hold on, backtrack. Oh, you go to Bunnings on a Saturday and you're getting your snack and you just go without anything.
Just plain?
Just bread. Do you put butter on your bread? No, you probably don't. What are you?
If they have
sorry
butter,
to insult,
yeah,
but...
No, I just don't like it. It's
no
weird.
No sauce.
And over to Brittany on 13, 12, 16. Brittany, what sauce do you pick?
I like ketchup, just the basic ketchup. But I do work at McDonald's in Orange, and we do have the sweet and sour mustard.
Oh,
you do have
the sweet mustard, I mean.
The sweet mustard.
Yeah.
You've got it?
Yeah, we do. It's like in a little tub, like the Big Mac tub come in.
Yeah.
But the sweet mustard is back in,
Thank goodness. I'm glad I've had some confirmation today, because I must admit that my late night nuggy trips have been a little bit disappointing without my sweet mustard, so I am excited to see it back on in stock.
Free plug Tuesday. Yeah. Do you have any Szechuan sauce?
No.
Okay, just checking. That's a little bit harder to get. I understand that. So you're saying Steph could possibly pop down this morning. Is that what you're kind of getting at?
Yeah, of course. Yeah
right, good.
Brent, can I just ask a quick question? Have you ever tried the sweet mustard with the ketchup? Like, have you ever gone the dip, dip, nom?
No. I'm not really into sauce that much. I just like my basic ketchup, but no, I haven't.
All right, might be worth a try, just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no one's looking today. Give it a try.
Okay,
well
then.
Thanks, Britt. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
And obviously, thank you very much for Brittany for calling in, but she doesn't... Obviously, she doesn't get how this show works, because it's...
Whoa, what is happening?
Sorry, Siri.
Sorry,
go away. Go away, Siri. Thank you. Because we were obviously looking for someone to go, here you go, we have some sauce and nuggets.
Bring us the nuggies.
He's waiting for that at some point. So, Britt.
Bring us the nuggies. No, thanks for your call, Britt.
Thanks for your call, Britt. We love every single call that we get.
As much as we love nuggies.
There you go. What I find interesting is Kira, who's just not into sauce, just doesn't like the sauce whatsoever.
No.
Even the Bunnings barbecue. I don't understand that. How can you not?
I don't want to say that. It's
good. What were you going to say?
Just a sausage without sauce just doesn't sound appealing to me.
Good. Got a solid, clean edit of that to use sometime later in the show. Let's talk Christmas songs. I feel so good that finally we've let the shackles off and we're allowed to, like, talk about Christmas stuff.
Because I did put a blanket ban on it until after the first.
So much blanket ban. Spotify have released some very interesting stats on what Australians are listening to over the Christmas festive season. Based on data from previous years, they've put together a bit of a top 10. Top 10 of Christmas songs that we're listening to. Do you want to know what some of them are?
No.
Not really? Cool. That's fine. Let's do it anyway. Michael Bublé, number 10, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Ah, the boobs always.
He's also number 8 with Holly Jolly Christmas. I can't say I've heard that one. Hall & Oates, Jingle Bell Rock, 7, 6, Let It Snow by Frank Sinatra.
Let It Snow, that one.
I was thinking Let It Go in my head, and I'm like, maybe they've just changed it to Let It Snow. It's the Most Wonderful Time of Year, Andy Williams, 5, Jingle Bells, Michael Bublé, again, he's all over it. The boobs is everywhere. And then, here's the top 3. This is...
Oh, no, I know what's happening now.
And this will blow the station out of the water, and the music director will send me a really livid
email. You've gone off format.
I've gone off format, but Wham's number 3 in the popular Christmas songs to listen to, according to Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Wham. Take a guess at what's number 2.
Something from the Love Actually soundtrack.
No, it's Michael Bublé.
Oh, boobs.
It's beginning to look
this one.
Like Christmas.
This is my mum. I bet she's started putting up her tree and is playing, the boobs in the background. She'd love that.
I picture like an open fireplace or maybe there's a glass or something sitting somewhere.
Yeah, oh, most definitely.
That's what I picture. So Bublé, all over this list. You want to have a shot at number 1?
Mariah Carey.
You reckon Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
You are absolutely right. Absolutely. Well, you said Love Actually before.
Yeah,
this is the main song from it. But no, it's not surprising. She's the number 1 song on the list. So expect to hear this a lot more.
I already hear it. It's every 3rd song in Vivo at the moment. Leave me alone, Mariah. Leave me be, boobs.
Leave me alone, boobs is not a phrase I thought we'd say today. But this is everywhere
and
when you go shopping at the moment.
You can just leave too.
There you go. That's what some of the big songs are for this Christmas. Play us out, Mariah. I do it. I play it frequently because I know that this sales staff who just automatically bar up straight away.
It's not just the sales staff.
There you go. 8:27 now. Happy Christmas, everyone. Not too early to say it. I'll say it now. Very soon we'll talk Amazon in trending now. Big story for today.
It is a huge... I can't even think when this is going on. I can't construct sentences. End it now.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.